Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. The second quarter numbers are in and down ever so slightly, but nevertheless, a second quarter of down is better than up.
Well, it may be just by a few pennies, but for the second quarter of the year, the Kentucky Farm Bureau Market Basket Survey showed average retail food prices in Kentucky dropping. That's good news, and this is the second quarter in a row that we've had that drop after seven in a row where that was going the other direction and increasing. So at the end of quarter two, we look at 5 cents lower than we were in quarter one and are experiencing more of a plateauing, a leveling out of prices as was forecast by the USDA at the end of last year.
Dan Smaldone, Farm Bureau Public Relations Director, says the 40 staple food items in the survey with the 5 cent drop came in at $126.17. Among five of those 40 items, making up the beef category at $38.02, an all-time high. The beef supply is still struggling to meet demand.
On the flip side, we take a look at prices that were dropping categorically, and dairy continued to fall, and grains were not far behind with their price drops as well. And then seasonal fruits and vegetables, of course, being in the peak right now, are also experiencing lows, as would be normally expected.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you're a student entering a community college or university, check this out. You can save money on college tuition by finishing your degree on time. Just earn 15 credit hours each semester, or 30 a year. Do the math. The longer you stay, the more you pay for a college degree. Talk to your advisor and make a plan. Take 15 to finish on time. Get in, get out, get going. Visit knowhowtogoky.org.
This message is sponsored by knowhowtogoky.org.
Farm Bureau's Dan Smaldone commends the volunteer crew that checks food prices each quarter, giving the public an honest benchmark of the ups and downs of that figure. Survey publication also affords opportunity to highlight other consumer trends.
On average, shoppers spend only about 10% of their disposable income on food at home in the United States, and that is leaps and bounds ahead of many countries in the world. So we want to make sure that we're pointing out the affordability of food, even though we are talking about increases here and there.
And as the saying goes, farmers are price takers, not price makers.
When prices go up, though, the dollar doesn't immediately translate back into the farmer's pocket. Taking a look at some USDA research, we see that the farmer earns less than 16 cents per dollar spent on food, and this is actually down from where it was historically.
That farmer share currently at 16 cents compares with 31 cents in 1980. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.